There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the bill we got? I mean, the bill we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 in Midday Mobile, hour number two. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday, and we are live at the Cart Doctor in Theodore. Stop on by, grab lunch with us, and some FM Talk 106.5 goodies. And importantly right now, too, 20% off all accessories for your cart. You come out and get a Yamaha cart today. You get a Tomberlin, you get a Star, you get an Icon. You can get those accessories, whether they're the flip-down seats, the lights, the rear-view mirrors, all that stuff that you want on your cart, 20% off today at the Cart Doctor in Theodore, just a mile south of I-10. Although, you know, I say south, and then, you know, if you actually look at the signage, it says west, and then I call it, when you come off I-10 and you're heading to the General's south, at that point, it's 1 mile down on the left. All right, does that, Corey, does that seem make any sense?
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, Corey Quint joined us from the Alabama Deep Sea Fish and Rodeo, and it is that time again. We are, I know y'all know at your meetings, the countdown, we're how many weeks out?
Five-ish?
Yeah, five-ish.
I forget the exact day count. I know we're around 50.
Okay, so there you do it. Just do it in actual days.
Yep.
But y'all do this, and I want to say before we get into the details of this year's Alabama DC Fish and Rodeo, it's kind of a joke, but kind of not. Y'all work on this year-round.
Absolutely.
I mean, when the rodeo ends this year, y'all will be starting to work on the next year's.
The rodeo ends, and then, you know, we have our award ceremony on Monday. We take about a week off, and then it's we start planning again. It's a year-round event.
Well, I tell you what, it shows, though, because, I mean, y'all's dedication to it is why it's the planet's biggest multi-day saltwater fishing tournament.
Absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't just happen. Yeah, it takes a bunch of people. How many folks that are part of the named or backup crew
for the So we're a project of the Mobile JCs, and there is – the Mobile JCs have three projects. They have the grounds – the Azalea Trail Maids, and the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Our board of directors, committee, vice presidents, all that, we have about 75 members total. So,
because when we're out there, we see y'all, whether it be the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament or the following weekend for the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, there, y'all are doing it, and y'all have got staff, you've got wives out there, girlfriends helping out.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's like a major, it's like an army kind of, it
takes a lot of bodies.
Side.
Yeah, a lot of bodies. A lot of bodies.
But it shows, because it's a well-run, efficient tournament that is popular, you know, obviously not just right here in our neck of the woods, but y'all have anglers come. I'm sure you have stats from how far they've come before to fish this.
I ran the stats last year for something, and I want to say we pull anglers from over 30 states.
You're kidding me. Mm-mm. Like, I would have missed that question. 30 states?
I mean, over 30 wow. Percent of our angler base is outside of Mobile and Baldwin County.
Y'all hear that? Because, I mean, we get this idea that it's just, you know, the folks from right here at home. But, I mean, y'all been doing it so long, the word's out. People, you know, people are going to fish along the, you know, it's summertime, fishing schedule. They make this a stop.
Yep. Hopefully it's good weather, and they'll come.
That's for sure. And let's talk about, so, as we're getting ready, a couple things people are going to start talking about categories, start talking about tickets, going to start talking about prizes and money.
Corey. Absolutely.
You know, that's the things that drive the excitement out there. So walk us through what's up for the 86th annual.
Okay. Well, as far as tickets are concerned, that's a big thing. Tickets will be available online this Saturday morning.
Okay.
Through you can go to adsfr.com or Fishing Chaos and get them online. They will be in our retailers, in our ticket outlets, early next week. I do have physical tickets will be available at Academy Sports and Outdoors, the Festival Center, West Mobile and Foley Stores, Blue Water Ship Stores, Easy In Storage, Greer's Market, Fowl River, Howland Associates Insurance Agency, J&M Tackle, Quince Sporting Goods, Pronto Pawn and Theodore, right up the road from where we are right now. Tackle this, shoot that, and we will be selling them at the rodeo site Thursday, the 19th of the Roy Martin. Okay.
The week before the 12th, or was
this?
Well, so Thursday is July 19th, and that is the start of...
Yeah, July 13th is the Roy Martin, so we'll be selling them that Saturday. And then we'll be selling them Thursday, July 19th.
There we go. So what, you're going to be selling them at the site?
We'll be selling them at the site from the Thursday of the Liars Contest till 5 a.m. the 19th.
There we go.
So the 18th to the 19th at the radio site.
There we go. Listen, so all this stuff is on the website, too.
It is.
Yeah, people can go to the website and check it out there. And, of course, like you said, starting Saturday morning, purchase tickets. And I want to talk about, you got the tickets, and people got to, everybody can get their rodeo ticket. But beyond that, we start talking jackpots.
Right.
And,
so we
have, yeah, I want to talk jackpots here because a big, I mean, this, y'all, listen to this.
So we have a couple jackpots this year. We have the Crane Works Red Snapper jackpot.
That's the one, that's the one I want to talk about.
We started that last year. This is the second year in the works for that. We're going to pay cash prizes first through 10th place, with first place prize of $6,000 based on 100 entries.
Oh, you'll get 100 entries.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So on top of that, we have...
Is that for just the big? I mean, just the biggest red snapper in the jackpot?
Right. And one thing to note, last year that was a per boat ticket.
Mm-hmm.
This year it is going to be a per angler ticket.
Okay.
So it's moving from a per boat to a per angler.
Okay, so that is a change there. So if I'm feeling like I'm gonna have that big girl and that big snapper, I need to make sure I have my own jackpot, that Crane Works Red Snapper jackpot ticket.
Okay. Correct. In addition to the Red Snapper jackpot, we still have the Raymarine Big Game jackpot, which is going to play cash for the largest tuna, dolphin, wahoo, billfish, and swordfish. There is also catch and release for that.
Okay.
We also have the Synergy Laboratories King Mackerel jackpot that's going to pay cash for the first through 10th place, with first place prize of $8,000 based on 100 entries. And then lastly, something new for this year, we've had our speckled trout jackpot, but we changed it up a little bit. It's now the Yamaha Motors Blazer Boats and L&M Marine speckled trout jackpot. It's going to pay cash first through 10th place, with a first place prize of $8,400 based on 600 entries. There's going to be two random drawings with that. One of them is going to be for a 19-foot Blazer Bay boat powered by a 90 Yamaha show motor from L&M Marine, and one for a Raymarine unit. All you have to do for that is weigh in a legal fish within that category, and it's going to be random drawings. Another cool thing that we're doing this year, speaking of just weighing in a random, weighing in a legal fish, we're giving away the biggest boat that we've ever given away. We're giving away a 24-foot contender this year.
Well, and I don't want to, I mean, but it's, and I've always been blown away by the boat, but y'all were always gave away a 21.
We gave away a 21, then we gave away a 22, now we're giving away a 24. So it's a 24-foot contender with a 250 Yamaha motor and a Sport Trail trailer. All you have to do is weigh in a legal fish.
You know, it's one of the brilliant things y'all have done, is it keeps everybody engaged. Even if I have bad trip, I don't have anything on the board, I don't have anything, I'm right there to the last minute, just hoping to hear my name. Hey, we're coming back. More with Corey Quint. We're talking about the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Tickets go on sale online on Saturday.
Saturday.
All right, more details on that. And any of your questions, too, you can text them in, 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. Hey, heads up here. Father's Day, if y'all have forgotten, or Father's afternoon, or Father's morning, or hopefully you get the whole day, Dad. So that's what I'm hoping for. Father's Day is fast approaching, and you may be facing the yearly trade-offs. You can get Dad a gift he actually loves, or one he'll actually use. And how about a gift that doesn't break the bank? What if you could get a trifecta? What if you get all three and even save dad a few bucks along the way? You can do it with my friends at Harry's. They're quality, durable blades at honest prices, just $2 a blade. I've been telling you about that forever, that you can cut the price of what you're paying right now at the grocery store or the pharmacy for blades in half. Harry's has a special offer for this Father's Day. Get $5 off a Harry's shave set and treat yourself or the father in your life, the man in your life, to a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. Just use my code Mobile at Harry's.com. So I love the value. I love the convenience of having the blade show up at the house. And I love the shave. You're giving a quality shave with those German-engineered blades. Your dad is going to love this. And this Father's Day, Harry's has this special offer for y'all. Once again, here's how it works. But you got to get doing this now. Father's Day coming up Sunday. Get $5 off a shave set from Harry's when you use my code Mobile at Harry's.com. That means you get the razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code Mobile at Harry's.com. Go to Harry's.com today. Use code Mobile at checkout to claim your offer and let them know I sent you. Help support the show. And you know what? Let's do this. As we're live here at Cart Doctor and doing the show, I brought from my office, I brought one of the Harry's shave sets. And this is one that's, I think it's not old in the fact that it's been used. It's just this is from about two, three months ago. That's your Harry's razor, the travel blade cover, the shave gel, the whole nine yards. And the next person to show up here, who's not already here, because the next person to show up here at Cart Doctor in Theodore, and as soon as we go to break, or you can find Dalton, come out to the mobile command unit or see us inside the shop there at Cart Doctor. We'll hook you up with this. So next person in, I've got a Harry shave set already in a gift box too. So I mean, Corey, look at that, suitable to just give right there, huh?
I need that. I got a little scruff going on.
Yeah,
I need that.
Next person here. No, I'm not going to let Corey get it. I'm going to let y'all get it. So stop on by and pick it up. And we're talking about the Alabama D.C. Fishing Rodeo, 50 days away.
Oh, yeah.
The big countdown is on. Before that, the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament.
Absolutely.
And you just kind of unveiled that the boat for the random drawing has now gotten bigger. And y'all check this. Go, if y'all haven't seen this, go. Is it on the website?
It's on the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Radio Facebook page.
Okay, go check it out on the Facebook page. 24-foot contender hybrid. This thing is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to win it, so that's, I mean, I'm glad I'm seeing the pictures of it now. But I've always loved that y'all do that because it keeps people engaged, and I'm one of those people. I've been fishing the rodeo since I was a kid, and it keeps me engaged to the last minute. Even if I don't have a fish on the board,
right?
I got a chance.
Yeah, I mean, once the weigh station closes on Sunday, you know, we hang out, you know, we get the last of the people to weigh in their fish and whatnot, and we draw that winner live at the rodeo site Sunday evening.
Yeah, it's pretty darn cool to see people's reaction when they realize they just won a boat. But as you explained, the people are just joining us. That's not the only opportunity to win a boat. You just laid out what's going on in some of these other jackpots and a chance to win a boat.
So the other boat that we're giving away is for the Yamaha Motors Blazer Boats and L&M Marine Speckle Trout Jackpot. We're giving away a 19-foot Blazer Bay with a 90 horsepower Yamaha show motor from L&M Marine. All you got to do, same thing, weigh in a legal fish. You don't have to have the biggest
random
fish.
Random draw out of the jackpot tickets.
Yes.
So, like, I don't have to win this thing. I just have got to have brought a fish up to weigh.
Absolutely.
Man, I love this. All right. So we've got those laid out, and let's mention some other things that might be changes in this. And if people didn't realize too, you said, based on 100 entries, the guaranteed top prize right now in Red Snapper Jackpot, $6,000.
Yes, so
that got my attention.
Yeah, first place, it's going to pay out first through 10th with the first place prize of $6,000, and that's based on 100 entries.
Yeah.
So most of our jackpots are based on a certain number of entries. Normally, weather pending, we usually cover that.
Let's also talk about some of the things that are changes from year to year that people might not have picked up on.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the big changes that we have made this year is there is going to be no mandatory captain's meeting or sign-outs for any of the jackpots. So the reason we did that is to expand the attention of this tournament for anglers that are outside of this area.
Okay.
You know, we've had anglers in the past that want to fish this that can't make it down for the Thursday night jackpot, mm-hmm. or the Thursday night captain's meeting for the jackpots and cash prize and all that kind of stuff. All of that's available online.
Okay.
So it's not mandatory. You don't have to sign out. The only you need to, they're all available online. All your jackpot tickets, which that's a first. Cash prize, so you can go ahead and, you know, place in the cash prize divisions online as well. You know, if you are part of the Raymarine Big Game Jackpot and Catch and Release Billfish or the Tarpon Catch and Release Division, you know, we are asking that you have your ticket registered by noon on Thursday the 18th.
When you say have your ticket registered?
With Fish and Chaos. So we use Fish and Chaos for our tournament software. Whether you buy it, if you buy a ticket online, you're good to go. You're already in the system.
Okay.
Everything's fine and dandy.
Yeah, but what if I go and buy it at one of the
outlets? Yeah. There's instructions on the ticket as well as a barcode, so you just follow the instructions. You can go to ADSFR.com, hit register ticket. You're going to fill out your profile with Fish and Chaos, and it's going to link your information to that ticket, and because everything is electronic in our weigh station now.
Okay.
So you walk up, we scan a ticket, you know, it knows that to place this fish that we're about to weigh directly with you and any categories you're in, the whole nine. So
there's no, I mean, because this is hard for some of us older guys to get used to. So no Thursday night checkout then.
No Thursday night checkout. You can still come down and hang out. We're still going to have...
Sometimes when we trailer boats and we, you know, go over to Louisiana or something like that, that would be check in Thursday and then start the drive.
Right. So what'll happen is we'll still have our cash prize meeting upstairs where people can come in and get in those divisions.
Okay.
People like to come hang out, see the boards, eat, drink. That's still an option, but it's not mandatory. So, but like I was with the... With the Tarpon Catch and Release and the Raymarine Big Game Jackpot, if you're fishing Catch and Release, we ask for that ticket to be registered by noon on Thursday. The reason being is we're going to be sending out your designator.
Yeah, and people don't fish, they don't understand that this is something to put in the picture.
Exactly. Exactly.
And the people who fish those have in the past.
So we're going to be sending out via email that's associated with that ticket that you registered.
All right. Okay, that's obviously a change. I still think you're going to get... Old habits die hard. I sure like the Thursday night.
It's fun. It's fun. People are still more than welcome to come and do that. We'll still be there. We'll still be having the party. We'll still have everything up top. Oh, yeah. There's a Liars contest Thursday the 18th. And it is, it is going to be, it starts at 6 o'clock. That's basically who can tell the best fishing story lie.
That's right.
We offer three prizes for that. Best liar, runner-up liar, and worst liar. So first, second, and last, pretty much. And then that starts at 6 o'clock. And then at 7:30, we've got an old Mobile favorite, Rolling in the Hay, playing on the Mobile Chevrolet stage.
That's gonna be fantastic. And I want to talk more about this, too, because I joke with some of your fellow JCs. I said, man, y'all are just trying to have the biggest music festival too. It's not enough to have the biggest fishing tournament. I mean, y'all got entertainment going all weekend.
Yeah, we got entertainment going all weekend. You know, we can't just have a fishing tournament. We like to have a good time too.
Yeah, y'all got that.
So, you know, like I said, you got Rolling in the Hay at 7:30 after the Liars contest on Thursday, July 18th. On Friday, July 19th, we got Blues and Trouble starting at 4 o'clock. At 7:30. We have the Molly Ringwalls presented by the United States Air Force on the Mobile Chevrolet stage. I don't know if you were there last year, but that rodeo site was packed, and everybody was having a good time.
Yes.
Everybody was having a fantastic time. Saturday, July 20th, 11 a.m., we have Prime Country, and then at 5 p.m., we have the Red Clay Strays.
Great band.
Sunday, we have Bruce Smelly at 11 a.m., and at 3 p.m., we have Keith Burns and the Back Pew Riders. Once again, all that is done on the Mobile Chevrolet stage.
All right. So, see what I'm saying, y'all? You can go to the website and check this out, but the entertainment is throughout the weekend as well. Because y'all have always been famous, obviously, for lots of us fishing in it, but a lot of people come down to just see fish and see the and be part of that environment.
Yeah, see fish, hang out with the family. You know, that's one thing that we... We try to turn it from, just let's say me and you are buddies and going fishing for the weekend. It's just me and you going.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a whole family event. You know, we've got music, we've got fish on display through USA Marine Sciences, there's a ton of stuff going on, you know, and especially the Saturday before. The Saturday before is the Roy Martin, and it is all about the kids that day. This is going to be the 61st year for the Roy Martin tournament, sponsored by ExxonMobil. This event is for anglers 15 years old and younger. Every angler that weighs in a fish will receive a Ziegler hot dog, a bag and gold flake potato chips, and an ice-cold Coca-Cola, and an ice cream. One other thing that's going to change that day is we have the Mobile Area Children's Charity Expo. We call it the MAC Expo. Okay. This will be a one-day event held during the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament, Saturday, July 13th, 2 to 6. The purpose of the MAC Expo is to increase awareness of the various charitable organizations and events throughout the Mobile County whose goal is to help Mobile Area children, youth, and families. It'll be held in our sponsor tent, AC. Come and check it out. It's going to be a good thing.
Man, can't wait. We'll talk more here in the weeks to come and get ready for the 86th.
86th.
Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Radio. Corey, thank you, man.
All right, no problem.
All right, coming right back, we are live at the Gart Doctor with Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, and it is Midday Mobile live at the Cart Doctor. Glad to have y'all along, and hopefully stop on by and grab some lunch. Monroe sausage dogs out front of the Cart Doctor, plus some chocolate chip cookies, which I may or may not have half of one left here in the Mobile Command Unit, plus a lot of FM Talk 106.5 goodies. I know that we... I left a couple items with Dalton. Dalton's out here, and he's standing right out front, so you get a chance to pull up here right before you go inside and check out accessories for carts or maybe some of the inside carts. Grab some of those goodies from Dalton. And we'll continue to talk about what is happening today at Cart Doctor. Stephen and Trish at Cart Doctor. Y'all said today somebody comes out and buys a cart like somebody was just doing right now. They can get accessories for how much off?
20%.
20%. And okay, I'm going to say this again because, I mean, this is not a known. An accessory for a cart is what? What all is an accessory?
All right. All golf carts basically start off like they go to a golf course. They have
kind
no headlight.
Plain Jane.
Yeah, plain Jane. Everything after that's an accessory, whether you do it at the factory level, dealer level, or in your backyard.
You know what? And I'm looking at some of the stuff that, you know, you see the, you'll see the rearview mirrors and the lights and tail lights and all those things, but... What about, like, lift kits? I see some of these carts look like they're lifted higher than others. Is that come that way, or is that an actual kit? How does that work?
There are some manufacturers putting lift kits on. Yeah, it's still an accessory from what the original cart was.
Okay.
But, yeah, a lot of people like the lift. They want the bigger. Just it's more of a look.
Yeah.
It's just a look.
Well, problem. People are going to do it in their truck, and they're going to do it
exactly.
in their cart.
Right.
Yeah, right? We have to have a match. And another thing that I want to come back to, because I really, last time I was here, you really impressed me with this, and I heard you ride one right past me. Well, I didn't hear you ride one past me just a second ago, is what y'all have done with gas carts. Because when people think carts, they think electric. And y'all have got these Yamahas that are these things, like you said, Trish, it's the sound of the gravel under the tires that you hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a gas engine.
That is a gas engine. And that's what we're finding. Our industrial customers, the plants, different plants, and they're going to, it's kind of interesting, they're going to some of these gas carts. Typically, it's been electric.
Right. So probably they went years and years, decades ago, probably went from gas, some kind of gas-powered something, into electric carts.
Right.
Right.
And now they're going...
Yeah, the bigger plants, and depends on what they're doing, but they're going to, because they run their carts 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So they're able to not have to charge them, not have to worry about downtime, and just go with it. Yeah, so that part's nice.
And Stephen, they are how much louder than electric cart?
2 decibels.
Y'all, I'm serious. I keep seeing this because y'all need to come out and hear it. I mean, I had an idea when, because last time I was here, Stephen said, let's go for a ride on this one. I said, okay, well, I'll ride it because I like to ride a cart, but I didn't think it would be, I thought, okay, I'm going to hear brrrr. Mm-hmm. Things are quiet.
Yep. Yeah. We're like one of the bigger sellers of the drive to gas carts. We just came back from a meeting, Yamaha meeting, and a lot of, you know, California and Florida have all turned electric again.
Mm-hmm.
But we rarely sell electrics unless people just really want an electric. They feel comfortable with electric. Right. They're using it at slow speeds all the time. Hey, that's great. That's how you use it. That's what you want. We're here for you.
And you'll get a selection of those as well, but you've got a huge selection of these gas carts.
Right. Yep. And but then they'll end up, I'll put them on the gas cart, they'll drive it, and they'll say, well, why do I want to buy an electric? I said, I don't know.
You said, and you said the range. Yeah, I mean the range is really impressive too.
Yeah,
it gets what was that?
240 miles to a 5 gallon tank.
That's efficient.
Yeah.
No wonder you're using them in plants and other places where it makes a difference over the long haul. You run something 24 hours a day. Also, what is, you'd say, energy-wise, there is showing on the gas side of getting the most distance for that energy in the gasoline. But big strides have been made in batteries, too.
Well, right now there's a kick for lithium.
Okay, yeah, I hear about this. Explain this to me.
We were just out there, and the Trojan rep gave a presentation on it. And Trojan's not going to invest. They built a lithium battery just because they had to for competition's sake. Mm-hmm. But they're still putting their, they're going to put their energy into the AGM and gel batteries to make them as efficient as the what the wet cells are now, mm-hmm. your normal standard battery, without the maintenance side of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, because people hear this a lot, the lithium, you hear that thrown out, but the benefit of it is...
Well, it's a lot less weight. You have no... You don't have to worry about putting water in it, maintaining them, or anything.
You don't have to charge them. But there are a lot of other issues with them.
Right, like everything, the seesaw, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I mean, if you go on YouTube and you can see different videos, I mean, they even talked about that, of where the batteries, if they're, what, engaged in any type of water, can blow up. I mean, I'm not the expert on lithium batteries. But it's pretty interesting. When you start listening to somebody who does know batteries.
Right.
Especially lithium and why it breaks down and all of that. I don't know.
So Trojan, which I know, I mean, from the word go, I mean, that's, y'all believe in their batteries and their products.
Oh, yeah. We're a Trojan dealer.
And they're saying, no, they're going to stick with AGM or...
Yeah. They're going to go to the glass mat batteries. They're playing with the gels a little bit, but mostly the glass mats, cause I think it's in 2020, it's going to be an option on new Yamahas to get... the gel AGM batteries.
Where do you see in the work with batteries, as we're talking about these cars, at least on the electric side, the battery's the issue, is the demand more for the range and the longevity of the battery, or the quick charging of the battery, or what? I mean, what seems to be pushing the market more?
Well, right now, as far as pushing the market on the battery side, is to get away from the maintenance of them.
Right.
Because a standard wet cell battery is, you've got to check the water in it on a regular basis. For most people, it's once a month.
Right.
Plus, you need 6 to 8 hours, right? Recovery time. So you have to be able to charge that wet battery, like, right, 6 to 8 hours. So let's say a golf course, right?
Okay.
The reason they're looking into lithium and things like that, the way the Trojan rep explained it, was because of exactly what you said. Quick turnaround. You don't have to charge them. It doesn't take as long. The money, I mean, they cost more, but in the long run, you get rid of a couple of employees, you know, FTEs, those kind of things. I mean, it all,
right,
from a business standpoint, that's the push.
Okay, so, because I just wondered, I mean, that's always the question about the
batteries. It's a financial.
And there's probably so many parts of this I don't understand, but I always think range and how quick I can get that charge back.
That's exactly what the number one reasons were.
The range really doesn't change that much between the three different styles. I mean, there may be a little bit of difference, but not
it's negligible. But right. Charging time is
charging time on the lithium is big difference.
Although charging time on that gas powered is pretty
zero.
Fast.
Yeah, let's get on it. Yeah.
Okay, what do you want people to look at when they come by here, whether they're today or later this week? What do you want them to check out?
Well, we're not a pushy dealer. I mean, it's about what you want at the end of the day. So you come in, you tell us what you want. If you just don't know, we do a lot of educating because people just don't know the difference between gas, electric. What do I need? What are my real needs for? You know, so we just basically will go through all of it with you. And at the end of the day, if you want to buy one, you buy one. If you want to think about it, you go think about it.
Right. Yeah. Now, you mentioned something, too, though. There's a part of this market is driven by street-legal cards. You just had somebody come through.
Yeah, we just sold one.
Sold a street-legal card, and people are really interested in this. In our area, it's been around the country, but let's talk about us here, as whether they're inside their property or they're in a place, a municipality, that they can use street-legal. Y'all educated me on so many things, but this one, that just because it has some side-view mirrors does not make it street-legal.
No.
Right. According to the state of Alabama, look, each municipality has the right to do what they want to do as far as how they enforce rules and stuff like that. But as far as the letter of the law, state of Alabama, it has to have a manufacturer's certificate of origin with a 17-digit VIN number on it stating that it is an LSV, low-speed vehicle.
But, I mean, a car would. I mean,
yes. Yeah, you need insurance. You need to have proof of insurance. Just like a car, you have to be 16. You have to have a driver's license to operate those. And but it still needs the mirrors, the brake lights, the caution light. I mean, it right. still needs all those things and seat belts.
Right, yeah. Once it has a VIN, it still has to have all that stuff.
Correct.
But just because it has all that stuff
doesn't
and it
make
doesn't
it
have
true.
A VIN doesn't make it
correct.
Legal.
Correct. And when you're talking to people, you have to understand then, are you from Mississippi? Are you from Alabama? Are you from Florida? Because each one of those areas that cross our everyday life here in Mobile, mm-hmm. each one of those areas have a different meaning of what they mean by street.
Y'all know
legal.
That? Y'all know that? So if we come and say, I live here?
Yes, we ask, where do you live?
And then
where
you
are you going to drive
us,
your car?
You can tell us what the...
Yes.
We sell a lot of gas Yamahas to people in Mississippi. And we just add the seat belts.
After okay, that, is that
because
the
it already has the turn signals and the brake lights and all that on it? We add the seat belts, and for the roads that they've got, they've approved them for strict legal
yeah.
use.
So I mean that okay. And so basically, what we're getting at is, if your cousin said, "Oh yeah, that thing's fine because it is over at my house,"
exactly,
that doesn't mean it's fine for where you live.
Correct.
We've sold, I don't know what, 8, 10 of them that people thought were street legal when they bought them,
mm-hmm.
and they took a significant financial hit.
So ask.
There was an expensive lesson for them.
So y'all, so the idea
you don't have to buy your cart from us. We'll tell you.
But you hear Stephen, you hear Trish, they've been on with us many times. They're not going to be strangers when you walk in here or get on the phone. They can just straight up ask you, hey, I live here. Mm-hmm. What carts, what do I have to have on my checklist to be legal?
Correct.
Yeah. We'll tell you. It's no big secret.
Well, no, that's good, though. But just because somebody you work with or whatever says, this vehicle's legal, maybe where they live it is, but maybe
correct.
Where you live
correct.
It is not.
Yep.
That does happen. I mean, like I was saying, over in Mississippi, if you're in Pascagoula, south of Highway 90, you just got to have seat belts and turn signals, brake lights, you know, and you're good to ride on those neighborhood streets. So, yeah, it's street legal. Somebody sells it on Craigslist. It's street legal.
Yeah, there.
And it is legal.
Yeah.
But it's not on Dolphin Island.
Right.
No.
Dolphin
not at
Island,
all.
You must have it. You're supposed to have a tag on it.
Okay, so...
Yeah, Dolphin Island and Fairhope enforce the state law.
All right.
Which requires you to have a tag and license and tag and insured your golf cart in order to drive it without getting a ticket.
But some other place might not have that.
Correct. Mobile County might
see,
not.
See, this is why y'all got to come take a visit and find out what's happening and also check out that great inventory. Cart Doctor, people need to get here. Give them the quick directions.
I-10 to exit 15A, 1 mile west on... Highway 90, we're on the left.
All right, coming right back. More of the show live from Cart Doctor. Glad to have you all along on this Tuesday.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile live at the Cart Doctor, Theodore, 1 mile south of I-10. It's the place that has all the carts. That's right. I know you might get confused. Say, is that the Cart Doctor? Yeah, in fact, it is. They are stacked up out front and inside and around back. So you're looking for street legal vehicles. If you're like me, looking for something to run through the woods in or anything in between, they've got you hooked up. And right now, buy a cart today and 20% off all accessories from the Cart Doctor. So soon come by and see Stephen and Trish. The whole gang here can hook you up at the Cart Doctor. Plus, we got, tell you what, some more Monroe Sausage Dogs up there. I just enjoyed one. Thank you, Monroe Sausage, hooking us up with some lunch. And while you're here, too, pick up some FM Talk 106.5 goodies. Everything from Harry's Razors given away today to FM Talk 106.5 Huggers. What I've been in this business now 27, 28 years. I have never, this is the first time I've ever given away a razor. Anything to shave with is the first time I've ever given away. Have you? I mean,
amazing.
Yeah, so that's the first time ever for the razor. That's the voice of Dalton. He is here as well with us at the Cart Doctor. Let's do this. I want to add something in here before we go any further. Remember this morning, so you're talking about the Ortiz story.
Mm-hmm.
And
David Ortiz.
Yes, and getting shot. And I said, well, who, who's interested? Or maybe this was when we first talked about the story. Who'd be interested? And I said, well, I imagine the Dominican officials be interested in it, what it means to tourism.
Yeah, for sure.
Big name guy getting shot like
that. He is their guy, David Ortiz.
Big Pompey. Hey, it's a big deal. How about this? Story out right before I headed out here today. Came out, think through the AP. U.S. tourist death count at Dominican Republic Resort rises. U.S. State Department on Sunday confirmed there were now 4 American tourists who have died while on vacation in the Dominican Republic recently. An obituary for 67-year-old Robert Wallace, who was born, talks about he's out of California. passed unexpectedly while vacationing in the Dominican Republic on April 14th. Relative of Wallace says he became sick at the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel in Punta Cana after reportedly drinking from the mini bar in his hotel room. All right, so then you go down here. His death happened about a month before three other American tourists were found dead at nearby beach resorts, also in the Dominican Republic. An engaged couple from Maryland, 63-year-old Edward Holmes and 49-year-old Cynthia Day, were found dead in their room at the Bahia Principe La Romana on May 30th. They checked in. Y'all ready? They checked in the same day that a 41-year-old Pennsylvania woman died in her room after having a drink from the mini bar.
Wow.
Okay. Then a Colorado couple who stayed at that same hotel in the Dominican Republic has come forward saying they had a drink from the mini bar and became violently ill.
Have they connected anything past just being the mini bar? What are they serving?
And then there's another group that says they feel like they were exposed to insecticides. This couple here, this other couple, did not die. They got very sick. They said they were suspected there were insecticides coming through the air conditioning system that made them violently ill. I don't know how you track that down, but there's two hotels there that have had a couple different stories here for Americans dying, and four from having drinks from the mini bar.
That is crazy. I saw another couple out of Philadelphia, and it might be the same couple you're talking about there. They were describing kind of the stuff that happened to them. One of them says she got rashes on her torso, cold sweats, nausea, a couple other things probably don't want to hear about during this lunch hour. And her temperature rose over 100 degrees. And one guy said he noticed like a strange smell in the air in the room there at his hotel rooms. But
is that the insecticide guys?
Yeah, it must be. But that, I mean, not something that you want your tourist destination known
for.
So you've got
that story going on, right? That kind of stuff goes on inside the United States. It's not, but you know, you got this idea. You're protecting the tourist vibe of that place. You have that story, and then you have David Ortiz, which you could say, well, he's a homeboy going home, and but still, that story has got such prominence. Him getting shot down there. I know the Dominican has become a real big tourist destination over the last, I mean, it's been for a long time, but it's been kind of popularized, I guess, over the last decade. And now you have back-to-back stories, these about the mini bar and the insecticide stuff. And then you have the shooting that I think if you're, if you're whatever their travel department is, travel Dominican Republic, you're probably going, this is not a good couple days.
No, not at all. And, you know, I don't know if it's sad or not, or if it just shows kind of the state of the media now, but that David Ortiz story got so much more play than these deaths to Americans that are traveling down there.
Yeah, right. He's a celebrity.
Right. But, you know, he is, when you think Dominican Republic athletes, you think David Ortiz, so I'm sure they want to protect him with all they can, but the remotes, the wherever these people are getting sick, what was it?
The mini bar?
Mini bar. Not good for the Dominican Republic. And did you see, though, they flew Ortiz.
Yes.
I mean, flew him up to Massachusetts, decided that the health care there wasn't good enough for him. So Boston Red Sox paid for him to go to Massachusetts General Hospital.
Yeah, you know you're worth something when they send a plane for you to take you to another doctor. I want to suggest, though, too, the mini bar, just another reason. I would caution you from having a drink or a snack from the mini bar because it's at five or six times what the retail price is, right?
Right. That's the starter.
I come from a frugal family. I was never allowed to have anything out of the mini bar. I would look at it, and they would even tell me to shut it and not even look at it. You know, because then they start locking them, and you had to break the seal to get in there. They said, don't break the seal. We're not paying that for it. We'll go down the street and get to Coke and a candy bar or whatever. Not buying it. So, number one, mini bar is bad because they're too expensive. Number two, as you can see here, you've got people. I think that's worth researching. What at this same hotel they're having out of the mini bar that's killing people.
Yeah. I hope that at least this shows up on their ratings on Yelp or something like that, so that more people
You didn't say that.
Well, I mean, people need to know because I don't think enough people have heard about this.
I didn't like the mini bar. It killed three of my family members.
Not good. One star.
All right. Also, I want to, if you didn't hear in the hour number one, when we talked to Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran, some of the things that came out of legislative session this year, we talked about it, but it's worth doubling back down here. What didn't pass is a change to judges being compelled to keep somebody gets arrested for a violent crime, and then they want bond, right? Well, you've got the issue of if it's a capital offense, they can keep them in. But what if somebody has a track record violent crimes, but now they're in for a non-capital offense, but a serious crime. Can you keep them in so they don't go back out and become one of these statistics and these stories we hear where so-and-so who's out on bond for this and that has once again committed a violent felony? That did not pass. What did pass, though, was changing the language when it comes to stolen guns. It used to be, and it will be till October 1st, a stolen gun is no different as long as the value is the same as somebody who has a stolen couch or, you know, a stolen PlayStation. It's still just a misdemeanor if it's below $1,000. Well, that's changed now. As of October 1st, there'll be additional penalties that could even put somebody in jail, and we'll give them a felony. So some improvement there. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow. We'll see you then. Paul Feinbaum Show on the way next. Thank you, Card Doctor.